Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the eighth parak of Maseches Becharos, and this is the parak that finally brings us to humanity, meaning we've been talking about Bechar Behema Tahora and Pidyon Peter Chamar, and now we talk about Bechar of a person. So there are two dinim about a Bechar when it comes to a human being. There's the din that a Bechar gets Pishnayim of the Yerusha from the father's estate, and there's a second din of Pidyon Aben, that the Peter Rechem of the mother the father has to, as a mitzvah of Pidyon Aben. So Yesh Bechal Nachal Vein Bechal Kohen. Those two dinim do not necessarily go hand in hand. A person might be a Bechar as far as the Pishnaim of Yerusha, but not a Bechar as far as Pidyon Aben, Bechar L'Kohen Vein Bechar L'Nachla, and vice versa. You could have someone who is a Bechar as far as Pidyon Aben is concerned, but he's not a Bechar as far as Yerusha is concerned, Bechar L'Nachu U'L'Kohen, and you could have someone who's a Bechar for both of those dinim, and Yeshein Bechar L'Nachla L'Kohen, and there could be a child who is not a Bechar for either one, even though he might be the firstborn. We'll see. So the Mishnah is going to give examples. Ezu Bechar L'Nachla Vein Bechar L'Kohen, who's someone who's considered a Bechar for Nachla, for the Pishnayim, but not the Bechar as far as Pidyon Aben, Haba Achar HaNefalim Sheyotza Rosh HaChai, someone who was born after a Nefel, whose head came out of the mother's body while still alive, and then went back into the womb, meaning there are two babies, they're twins, one of them was premature, the other one was not premature, the premature one pushed its head out and then pulled it back in, and then the regular one was born. So the regular one is a Bechar for Yerusha, but not for Pidyon Aben. Uben Tisha Sheyatza Rosh HaMeis, or if you have a stillborn child, that both, twins, they're both fully developed. One of them died in the wound, and its head came out and came back in, and then the second baby was born. So when the head of that first baby came out, so that was the Peter Rechem, and therefore the next baby cannot be the Peter Rechem, so the next baby is not going to be Chayv and Pidyon Aben. But the next baby is the Bechar for Yerusha, because he's the first one that survived and came out. If a woman had miscarried a fetus that looked like an animal, or looked like a bird, so then the next child she has is a Bechar for Yerusha, because if there's no there's no avelus or anything like that over a such a deformed fetus, and the it's almost like a relief that obviously this was a very messed up pregnancy and there was no future for such a child, so the next child is the first one that the father really has that strong bond with and that strong connection with. But the first one was the Peter Rechem. Divrei Rabbi Meir, V'chum omrim ad sheyibol mitzuras adam. V'chum say, no, it has to have a human form in order to be considered the Peter Rechem. Lots of things come out of a woman's body that do not make it a Peter Rechem. So if it doesn't even look like a human being, then it's not a Peter Rechem. Hamepelis sandal, a woman who has a miscarriage of a sandal, meaning it's like a crushed fetus, oshilia, or just the amniotic sac, and there's no baby in there. V'shafir merukam, or a mass of flesh that is starting to take form. V'hayotze mechutach, or the baby, Rachman Litzlan, comes out cut into pieces. Haba achareim b'chol nachla v'im b'chol l'kohen. The next one born is the Bechar for Yerusha, but it's not a Bechar for the Pidyon Aben, because the one that she was mapil was the Peter Rechem, and therefore there's no Pidyon Aben in the next one, but the father doesn't feel that sense of connectedness with that original Nefel. Let's say a man never had any children, and he married a woman who already had children. Even if when she had children, she was a shivcha kananis, and since then she was freed, so now she's a Jewish woman, or oda nachris finis gairo, or maybe when she had children she was a non-Jewish woman and now she's a Jewish woman. Mishabas li Yisrael yalda, if after she became a Jew she gave birth, b'chol l'nachla v'enil b'chol l'kohen, that baby is a b'chor only for the Pishnaim of Yerusha, but not for Peter Chamor, because Peter Rechem is a physical thing, and her physical body had already passed a baby through it. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that baby is a Bechor for Pidyon Aben. The babies that she had as a non-Jew do not count. The Peter Rechem, the first one out of her womb, as a Jewish person, is one that counts. Let's say a man had children, and then he marries a woman who had never had children before. Niskaira mu'uberes, if a non-Jewish woman converted to Judaism together with her non-Jewish husband, and she was pregnant at that time, time, and or nishtachramu peres, or a shivcha kananis, it was mishuchrar as a pregnant person, and then had the baby after being freed. So then that child is a bechor for pidyon haben because he's the mother's firstborn, but he's not a bechor for yerusha because at the time of conception his father wasn't Jewish. Yolda v'hi kohen, he v'kohenes, the daughter of a Yisrael and the daughter of a Kohen, each married to a different Yisrael, gave birth to their first sons together in the same room. So he v'kohenes, she and the Kohenes, both gave birth at the same time. He u'levia, she and a Levia, both gave birth at the same time, and we don't know whose baby is who. So the obviously the Yisrael, if it was a Bas Yisrael that had the baby, then you'd have to do Pidyon HaBen, but you don't know which one is yours, but you know that you're, who you're married to, and therefore you know that you're chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. So you got to do Pidyon HaBen, but neither of them could claim Pishnaim of the Yerusha, because I'm Asim Yechaver Lavrai. It proved to me that you're actually a Bechor. Proved to me that you're actually the son of this father. So neither of them, not just Pishnaim, neither of them could get any Yerusha, because they'll go to the brothers, on one side, and they'll say, we don't think you're our brother. They'll go to the brothers on the other side, we don't think you're our brother. Prove it. Hivi isha shekvar yolda. If, let's say, your wife and a woman who already had a baby are giving birth at the same time. So we don't know which one is yours, but you know that you definitely have a Bechor. So that's a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, but not a Bechor for Yerusha, because you don't know which one is your son. Or if you have a woman who hadn't given birth, but her previous marriage ended, they got divorced, or her husband died, and then she didn't wait the Shlosha Chodshei Havchana. She didn't wait the 3 months that you're supposed to wait before you get remarried to determine where the next pregnancy, who the father of the next pregnancy is. And therefore, you don't know who the father is. So it's a bechor for Pidyon HaBen because he is a pet arechem, but it's not a bechor for Yerusha. Bechor l'kohen in all of the cases is the halacha is that he's a bechor as far as Pidyon HaBen, but not a bechor l'Yerusha. Ve'enu bechor l'nachli, he's not a bechor as far as Pishnayim. So those are all the examples of category one now, or category two. So now the Mishnah says what's an example of someone who's a bechor for both Nachla and Kohen? Hamapel Shvir Malidan. If she miscarries a mass full of blood, Malimayim, or full of water, Maliginim, or full of different colors, Hamapel is Kimin Dagim, Chagavim, Shkatzim, or Masim. If she's Mapil things that look like fish, or Shkatzim, or Masim, creepy crawly things, Hamapel is Yom Arboim, or she has a miscarriage on the 40th day of the pregnancy. So we assume that that is not a Peterechim. So So the one that's born after any of that is a bechor for both Yerusha and for the Kohen, because he's the one that was the Petarechem, and he's the first child that and he is someone that the child would that the father would have a shaychus with. Mishnah Beis Yotzei Dofen Va'ba Achrav, a C-section baby and the baby that comes after him, Shneim and bechor lo l'nachal v'lo kohen, is neither of them are bechor for Yerusha, nor are they a bechor for a Kohen, meaning a Bechor is only a Bechor if he's born in the natural way, and the second one is not a Bechor because he's not the firstborn of either his mother or his father. Rabbi Shimon Omer Harishon Lenachla, Vasheni L'chamish Lam. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the first one is a Bechor for Yerusha, even though it wasn't a natural birth, that has nothing to do with Yerusha, Rabbi Shimon holds, you still get Pishayim, and the second one is the Bechor as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned, because he's the first one out of the Rechem. The first one didn't come through the Rechem, he came as a Yotzei Dofen. Okay, so to review what we learned today, essentially, we learned that there are four categories of Bechor. There are people that are Bechor for Yerusha, but not the Kohen not for Yerusha, for both and for neither. And we went through the three of the different categories, at least, or all four, I don't remember. We went through a Bechor l'Nachla, ve'enu Bechor l'Kohen, and Bechor l'Nachla, Bechor l'Kohen, ve'enu Bechor l'Nachla. Did we do that category? Bechor l'Kohen, ve'enu Bechor l'Nachla? I'm not sure about that. No, I think we skipped the second category, right? The Mishnah didn't have anything about that. Okay, and then we had a bechor that for both Nachla and a Kohen, and then we had a bechor that's lo Nachla v'lo Kohen, but that was subject to a machlokas if it's the baby that's born after a C-section. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parches, Mishnah Gimel.